It's 88.5 FM. Jeff Penfield joined live backstage at the Moroccan Lounge in downtown LA with Dave Leo Pepe. Hope
yeah,
I said that
did,
right.
You, yeah, I did it right.
Yeah. Good work. Yeah, Gang Pepe, of Use yeah. is the band, though, out Jeff. Of Australia, making some big they've made huge waves in Australia, but now starting to bring over those good vibes to the U.S., their latest album, Go Farther in Lightness. Thank you so much for taking time out before your show tonight.
No, honestly, thank you for taking time out. You have better stuff to do than this, surely.
Absolutely. Well, I'm sure you've started to not hear this question as often now, at least in Australia, but now here in the States. You know, how did everybody get started with the band?
We actually met in Jesus camps and youth group and
seriously?
Super embarrassingly true, yeah.
That was one of the things that I remember. We had dinner a few nights ago in Philly, a whole nother city.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was one of those topics of conversation we brought up was, how is everybody in their faith? Which normally you wouldn't think of with the band. But
yeah, usually you just kind of, but I think in America it's kind of more common because so many people in America grew up with this kind of like hyper evangelistic environment. And I think we in Australia, where it's slightly less common, we were still the beneficiaries of so much of that like stimulus. So how are we in our faith was actually a really relevant question.
And that's, I think with the passion that you guys show, I think that's a big part of it.
A lot of that spiritual yearning, I guess, manifests in kind of like how we perform and how we record.
We'll be right back. throw my clothes in the fire. I throw my hopes in the fire. And those wings grow and the fire will burn as you keep making fly. Will you show me where? Can you still show me a light? Cause I was only a kid when I fell.
Los Angeles. Well, gang of you from Sydney via London, you okay? Chachi broke two of his strings because he's a fucking hard ass.
Where's a moose head hanging from a wall in a bar at a nondescript part of the street? Well, there's a longer boy making eyes at a jump by the lamplight's hung in the beams. We're at the stumbling face at the midnight walls at a book into the weirdest of weeks. I'll meet on the wall pretty hammered and crying. Hey, I'll miss you, man, when you leave. Fuck, I'll miss you when you leave. Cause there are feelings that are strong and there are wounds in the mix. Dawn of my young life's eclipse. I was a boy once now. I'm a kind of adult catching up on the cool shit on this. Cause we were raised with the passes, they dance in the eyes. With the mosh pit up front full of youth. I still have faith to salute the mind to win God. Then I guess I've got nothing to prove. But I guess I've got fuck all to prove. Oh! But the future only came in the form of gray and matter in my only father's brain. I'm not afraid of acquiescing to the trials of his old age, but of missing all the humanness he'll show when I'm away. And the part of me unspoken and the part that's self-assured are belligerents, diverging in a psychic civil war. But I'm a crier and a fighter, not a faker and a fraud. So if losing my religion is the way to finding God, then light it up. Shadows in my blood. Oh, weary heart, they say it shatters it all. So light them up. It's bound to be much worse. When you can't get
Piece of that, mix it in with a little wine, someone warm and smart, I guess, with a heart in first and a soul behind. I won't give in. So I wanna try again. Of silence and the shadow of regret, I won't let it so betray me, though my soul got used to it. I will look at love as more than just an instrument of pain. I won't give myself completely to the moving and the strain, 'cause I had enough.
Alright.
Try
or to love someone. It will not hurt that this forever. I'm a saint that's in the tribe. It won't hurt this way forever. It ain't worth the overtime. I'm not looking for redemption, nor some shallow kind of bliss. Lay me down and kiss me deeply. Show me everything I miss. 'Cause I want to open up.
All right.
And try. I don't love someone. It will not hurt like this forever. I'm responding to the call, or the speakers in the outfield blasting out my favorite song. I will not play this out discreetly. It is real and unashamed. I am human now and I'm terrified, but I want it all the same. 'Cause I wanna overcome and try and love someone. 'Cause the heart is a muscle. And I wanna make it. The heart is a muscle now. I wanna make it strong. Why let bad love betray me? Why? But I was barely out of high school then. And I guess I fear the same result. And the know will take me as I am. Oh, I wanna be loved. I wanna be whole again. To tuck my hair behind my ears. To touch my soul again. The window is wide. The post unfulfilled. I just ask you to be patient. Of you have me still. 'Cause I wanna open up and try to love someone and try. I wanna overcome and try to love someone. 'Cause the heart is a muscle. On the heart is a muscle now. I wanna make it strong.
One of the other things about your group is it's very diverse in terms of where you're all from, because you're Australian. Yeah. New Zealand, someone from Fiji, and a couple of people from the US.
Yeah, I'm Australian, drummer's Australian with Polish ancestry. My parents are Samoan Jewish on one side and Austrian Jewish on the other side. Our bass player is from New Zealand. Our keyboardist guitarist is from Chicago, but he has Korean heritage. And our lead guitarist is from Fiji. So we're kind of everywhere. We are not a band of white boys necessarily.
Yeah, and so starting to take a look at this album, Go Farther in Lightness, three tracks were top 10, 2017, Triple J being the big Australian radio station. How is that to see?
It's so weird. It's the most surreal thing in the whole world. Like, you sort of become, like, I don't know, you sort of become immune to to achievements after a while. I mean, at least in my case, because the idea of achieving is so terrifying to me. So I think like the strange reality was like when we got to this real milestone, learning how to just accept that for what it was and not question it or be really cynical or suspicious about it because I was insecure about what that meant. So that was like a real personal milestone for me, just learning how to accept a good thing when it came.
Well, it must be nice coming to the U.S. where it's like you still get to play these small rooms. Oh, dude, like you're awesome. Playing Moroccan Lounge nights in a row.
I love small rooms. I have no idea. Like it's the best thing. No, it's just cool because I get to look at people in the eye. It's hard to do that in Australia now because what we've done is metastasized into something that's so extraordinarily beyond big in a weird way. But like here, I get to look at people in the eyes and allow people to feel kind of seen. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And for you, you know, I know you're... The way you perform on stage, there is a big part of it where, you know, there's been parts I've seen you go into the crowd.
Dude, honestly, like, when you walked in today, I saw you. Like, I saw you.
You
and I was like,
did.
Oh, that's Jeff. And that's the thing, like being able to just interact with people on that level and make them feel, you know, in some way acknowledged is, like, that's... I think that for me, that has its own special kind of value. Like, there's beauty in playing to a huge room, but there's also, I don't know, there's something, like, this feels kind of original and... I don't know, like primal about being in a small room. Like, because every band starts out in a small room, unless you have a rich daddy or mommy. Like, you start out in a small room. That's the reality.
You okay? This is really unusual for an LA show because usually no one turns up, so thank you for giving a fuck. This song is about stopping the powerful from fucking over the weak. It's a cliched territory in this day and age, socially and politically, but it's whatever your proclivities are, you have to agree. We must help each other, not overcome and overpower each other.
You can cry, you can
can ride in your sleep. You can shrug, you can weep, and I'll watch if you creep. Well, I'm gonna let that piece shake. On the heart of exemption, there's no fear in song, and the hurt is no place for the brave and the strong. And I've heard of exempt for the ones that is one of the wrong. And all these chosen whites, they are anemic and small. They are truly the lowliest sheep of them all, and their eminence is fixed upon things we can burn in one coal. One more. Thanks a lot, thanks. We're touring with one of our heroes and really close friends. His name's Peter Kadis and his band, The Philistines Jr. Peter's worked with us on both of our records, so if you want to know why you like them, it's probably not because of us, it's because of Peter. This song is not allowing someone to treat you like shit anymore. I like that someone actually cheered, because that's important. Self-love is important. Tell me how I can do this thing. Tell me how I can help this thing go easily. Cause I'm trying, honeybee. Tell me how I can beat this thing. Tell me how I can make this beast die easily. God damn it, honeybee. Everything get this weird. How the fuck did it start? Did you ever believe in me? Was it always so hard? Tell me how I can do this thing. Tell me how I can help this thing go easily. Cause I'm trying, honeybee. The line is closed. The wait is hardly normal. So just be real in any way you can. The heart is closed, but keep me in the open. Cause I deserve better than this. The line is closed, the wait is hardly normal. So just be real in any way you can be. The heart is closed, but keep me in the open. Cause I deserve better than this. And I deserve better than this. And I deserve better than this.
You okay? Good, because I'm going to depress you further. I can't explain to you the sheer fucking intimidation of playing tonight. Dave's scared. Woo. We've been coming to LA for a fucking long ass time, hey? Like, a really, really fucking long time. You sound like you saw us in our shit days when I was fat. I was fat. Not there's anything wrong with fat, just when I look fat, I look like bad. Not like huggy, but just really creepy. This song is written about, I'm going to talk a lot tonight. In Australia, someone would be like, fucking get on with it, cunt. So that's way better. Hey, that's not very nice. I love you. Hi. We wrote this song about our best friend, David Andrew, who's worked on a lot of our music. He plays keys and he's a really, really, really beautiful guy, and he's helped us through a lot of shit. He helped us fire our old drummer. I laughed too. It was a funny time. But he's someone who's been kind of there through the midst of it, through a lot of shit. And about 4 years ago, his wife and his wife was about to have their third child, and they lost her 8.5 months in the pregnancy. Any kind of miscarriage is fucking horrible, and when you I just want to lighten the mood, sorry. any kind of thing like that is horrible, but when it's so close to having a kid, when you're so close to that and it gets kind of ripped out from underneath you, it fucks you up really, really bad, understandably. And the interesting thing about us, which is also highly embarrassing, is that we grew up in a very intense evangelical Christianity. I hear some church rejects in the back, thanks. And it fucks you up. That's not my water, sorry. it fucks you up real bad, because when someone dies, you're kind of used to the idea that when they die, if they love Jesus or whatever, they go to heaven. When a child dies, the rules kind of don't really apply, so you're kind of left with the fuck kind of God lets that shit happen. And so I was pretty angry. We were all really angry. Everyone except her dad was super angry, and for some reason, Dave Andrew, this guy, was devastated and furious. But he never let it show to the point where he fell apart. It was something so beautiful about him. I remember a year after she died, we went to go visit her grave, and I fell apart in the car ride home afterwards. And we had a conversation that changed my life, because he was a man who lost so much, and he dealt with it with grace and with humility. And here I was, who hadn't really lost anything in the grand scheme of things, and I was so fucking pissed off. And so this song is about a conversation that changed my life. It was a conversation with her dad about grief and God. And her name was Emmy Grace, and she was she had lots of hair and she had a face. And I didn't go to her funeral because I was a coward. So sometimes I like to sing and try to make it up to her.
Kiss your head, Emmy. And the call came the week I got divorced. I thought I had a real understanding then of loss, but I didn't know a thing till you were gone. And I'm tired of trying to find some sort of meaningful thing, of making sense of such unspeakable loss. But as I'm staring at you folks, the sweetest people I know, I get a glimpse of what it is to be strong. Just holding hands and sobbing with sunglasses on. But nothing tuned me in to absurdity as fast as a gravestone with a name, a baby that is bad. I used to want to be important. No, I just want to be alive without fear. You got to persevere. Couldn't count the times I've ragged on heaven as an opiate invented by the weak. Cause it's an argument I hate, cause I'm content to love the fate. But it comes up a lot with Emmy's dead and me. So I'm shotgunning the car and we're just shooting the shit. And predictably, the talking turns to God. So I throw him 40 lines, how I don't think he exists. But we just smiles and takes a dignified pause. He says it's okay to feel unbelievably lost. But God is full of grace, and his faithfulness is vast. There is safety in the moment when the shit has hit the fan. It's not some vindictive motherfucker, nor is he shitty at his job, but words to hear. And I'm a mess by now, cause nothing tuned me in to my failure as fast as grieving for a friend with more belief than I possessed. It's not some disembodied heaven. He assured me then he laughs. And he says through tears, you got to persevere. Persevere. Persevere.
Thanks. Now I have to figure out a way to awkwardly shift tone. That helps laugh. That helps. I realize I'm at a part of my life where I was without identity, I had a broken marriage, and I was drinking too much. Which obviously is a recipe for success in life, I believe. But after that all happened, it kind of shifted radically my perception of what loss really was, and what grief was, and how to not see myself necessarily as a victim of, maybe a victim of life's circumstances, maybe someone who can overcome. Which I believe is a fundamental part of our human goodness and graciousness. And I think the way that I was looking was manifested in this, like making music and embracing people and trying to be not an asshole, right? And I think the way I learned to deal with that is through warmth and through caring. And so I agree, clapping is good for that. And it's sappy, and it's kind of like an imperfect solution to a bunch of fucking really tragic problems. But I think my solution was to. I have this notion that like there is not a single moment in your life that's so shitty that it can't be momentarily overwhelmed by dancing. And so I think my solution was to dance. Was to dance eat good food, to be kind to each other, to try to educate each other, to fucking radically loathe ignorance, and to consensually go out and meet people. So here's my very imperfect solution.
Someone to understand for who you are. Want someone that's fun. Let me down. Easy, easy tonight. Easy, easy tonight. Well, honey, it's no secret that with matters of the heart, unreserved, I'm morass, and no one rarely ever start. Well, since the world's dark and often inhumane, a relentless, our condition can drink it in the rain. Cause you remember when, after Paris, we all decided the best way to fight it was drink wine, dance here and pray, and make love last with a vengeance. So you can join the cowards all aboard the outrage train, you can stay afraid, or slip the throat of fear and be brave, and scratch a little itch till you're moving like a motherfucker up in this. Bitch, you wanted to fight for a cause that go out of fall. Don't stop, don't stop believing in truth, grace, and the groove. You want someone to want someone who you are. Want someone to try to let me down. Easy, easy tonight. Easy, easy tonight. Tell me what I already know, that I've trialed and I've failed, and it's good to let it go. And sometimes life sucks, everything is lame, not everything's as easy as making lemonade. So dismembering a state of balance, with lust requited, gaze undivided, with a cool mind, warmth and fame, a good heart, grace and depression. You give me a good reason out of me, heart sick of me. To be here, to be strong, to be oddly and boldly estranged from a loss and bitter years. I found myself descending to tyranny. Fear, now to fight for a cause that go out of fall. Love, don't stop, don't stop believing in truth, grace, and the groove. You want someone to watch you, who you are. Want someone to try. Honey, it's no secret that I've been losing my way in the weirdest of moments and the stupidest of ways. But hey, I'm still young, it's gonna be okay. Oh, I got solipsism, baby, and I brought lemonade. Oh, I'll surrender then all my balance and be excited and drink to you tonight. It's not a bad time, the time spent with you. There's cool lights in the songs with great lyrics. Never have to talk again, whatever, up to you. But since you put it up with me, here's another toast just to you. Let's dance off the feet and mosey out together. So on the street, you want to fight for a cause. Why do I have one? Don't stop, don't stop believing in true personal freedom. You want someone. Want someone to try. Let me down. Easy, easy, easy.
I remember my first time seeing you was at South By for another radio station out of Minneapolis. You know, the speakers weren't great, but you could still feel that passion. You could still hear the band. And there was one... I can't remember if it was... There was a song where you literally stopped it, where you're like... It might have been Let Me Down Easy. I don't know
if it was that one.
Yeah, you were like, all right, no. You're not dancing. The crowd was not moving. You're like, you're not dancing hard enough.
I only stop that song if I see that people aren't moving. And that's like the weird thing. And like, I'll keep doing it until people get the message. Like, it's okay to feel... Like, you're able to move. It's okay to feel committed to that moment at one of our shows. Like, to not feel like you're being judged for really escaping into the music, for being detached from the weirdness of modern life and be invested in, like, this weird communion thing with a whole bunch of other people at a small rock show. Like, I think that's a really beautiful, profound thing. Maybe it's pretentious to say that, but I love that romance.
Right. You want everybody to be in the moment. And one of the things I'm kind of curious of is, you know, I started reading your lyrics and I'm like, whoa, there's a lot of stuff in there. And so as you start writing these lyrics, do you think about how you're going to perform these lyrics live as you write them? You're honestly, like, I'm writing these words down. I'm like, I got to think about how I'm going to be passionate about this stuff.
I think it's one of those things as well where I like to ensure that they're digestible for people who don't care about lyrics, and also for people like you who obviously do care about lyrics and who do want to think on a deeper level about stuff, that they're still, you know, on the level where you're able to chew over them and find meaning and find value and stuff like that. And in a live context, like, whether or not they're singable is super important. Like, I'm not the kind of person who is able to write something that isn't in some way, like, acrobatic and poetic, just because that's the way I like to write. But also, I don't want to create things that are hard shout out, you know?
There's five other lanes, and I am king of them all. And faster than light, with my fists in the air, if my body's alive, then my soul's unaware. In breathing the last of this terrible wine, I've savored the last, and I've kissed the goodbye. But there's no kind of right do what I do, but I'm king of the earth with impossible blood on this 3rd of June. Hold on, officer, right now that I'm a danger to myself, and it shows, cause I'm on the other side of the there's no way tonight, as far as I kick some ass. You're still honking those horns, yeah, just drive around, cause you're all being ignored. Deadpan and bright as I flip you the bird, cause I'm a pain in the earth. Yeah, I'm a real piece of work, just waving my arms like some terrible mind, and shaking my ass till they kiss a goodbye. Just show me the right things that I didn't do. Enlighten me now with impossible love. Won't you please let everyone know, what I did for us, it wasn't haste,
cause I'm terrified of dying in vain. There's no way to deny, as far as I know, that heaven would take me, so I'm staggering home. Ah, wretched and wild, oh glory and trash. Hey, I'm drunk but I'm ready. Ah, oh, honey, to kick some fucking
Matt Brunsvold, everybody. Thank you, Pat on sound. We stole Pat from the Head and the Heart. We stole Matt from our Lumineers. What the fuck they gonna do? Call the cops, Lumineers. Oh, we have a few more. Thanks for staying as long. Usually we like to play a 90 minute to 2 hour set, but there's a curfew here. And I think we've upset too many licensees and venue managers to get away with it this time. So here's 3 10-minute songs. Oh, this song is for a friend of mine I had a really good conversation with. He knows who he is. He's wearing glasses. And his name is Ian. It was a good conversation, and one I've waited for a long time. But we talked about what it is to be like, you know, no one gave a shit about us here until now, so thank you. So if you're afraid and uncomfortable and, I don't know, this is about that. That's about my Ian.
Touch your familiar face and make friends at the parties. I fear the likes of an angel.
truth came from invisible love. See light in myself that I see inside everyone else I know. It's like a smile, a physical pose. It's just a feeling of distance akin to a feeling of love. Of love in the heat of my limited life. And the passing of violence, a ritual scroll inside. All these unfamiliar remains. Increasingly digital days, but I am grieving the loss of myself at frightened delay. It is way too deep, the sum of its soul. Watch it stand in the darkness and laugh with your heel on it. Say the most human thing. If everything is temporary, I will give you your miracle, terrible twiteness of being owned in my house, frozen in a giant. But don't get me wrong. Of thought, when the deepest of sorrows and the frankest of shadows are gone, and we're pushing a song of the mountainous woods. The lines of the storm look like light and a beautiful fate. I see I'm not so sure, no reason to stop or outstandingly brave. I'm more just fumbling around in the dark with the bulk of my day. I'm the sum of this and more. I will stand in the darkness and laugh with my heel on it. Say the most human. If everything is temporary, I will give you unbearable, terrible triteness of being alone in my house, frozen away. But don't get me wrong now, I won't change. Cast me alive, I'm running, cast me alive. Won't you feel me tonight, goddamn, do you feel me tonight? Honey, so say the unsayable, say the most human thing. If everything is temporary, I will bear the unbearable, terrible triteness of being. Just you, Los Angeles is here. Not everything is something, honey.
digging in a little more to the album specifically, 16 tracks taking up 75 minutes.
There's usually going to be 17 tracks in 90 minutes.
That's not usual for most albums. What went behind that? Was there any like specific decision that you had to make?
We didn't want it to be usual like most albums. We didn't want it to be usual like most albums. And I think like this is the kind of record that for us it kind of needed to exist in its way. We wanted to create something ambitious and I guess polarizing in a weird sense because, you know, you would look at that and assess it with a sense of like cynicism if you were like unsure of the if you were unsure of the context of what we do as a band. But I think like taking those bold steps is really important for us artistically and like creatively because we wanted people to feel like they were able to A, get their money's worth because they're paying for a 77 minute record, but B, like feel like there was a real adventure and a canon and like a story, like an amazing like sense of journey that they could go on as a consumer, I guess. And I wanted to feel like people were being rewarded for their patience within that record. And I love the Odyssey idea of a record that it takes you on this thematic, like, you know, this you know, like, you know, thematic Odyssey. Well, this
and you even had like little just instrumentals in between that were, it wasn't just all, you know, song. There were these little instrumentals that would be popped in between songs.
I always loved classical music growing up. Actually, the guy who mixed this album is standing right behind you, by the way. this is Peter Katus. He actually mixed his album. He's supporting us tonight. Yeah. But it's like...
yeah.
But yeah, I think that was like a really important like a gesture for us artistically to do that. So.
Well, they are about to get loud. I appreciate the time you took out
Jeff,
for us.
I appreciate the time that... Yeah.
Yeah,
you're an absolute legend, man. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and so it's Gang of Youths. We're Dave Leopepe here at the Moroccan Lounge. New album, or latest album, because it was technically last year, Go Farther and Lightness. Thank you so much for the time.
And, you're a legend, Jeff. Thank you so much.
You know, we're really happy to support you with
the Heart is a Muscle. This is the second time we've had dinner this week, hey?
I know, it's crazy. Yeah. It's like, oh, we're having dinner again.
It's nice, man.
All right, well, thank you so much. It's 88.5 FM.
And I kiss them goodbye. You go on your groceries or something. Thank you. Well, the strangest thing keep happening all by my father's old magnolia tree. And the LA sky is rainless and sings off key, but it's cool in a weird way that I wish I could be. It's the weirdest high and the lowest peak, but God, I'm an alien on my own goddamn street. So I climb some wall and I curse out my favorite team and stare at the freeway, inveterately free. Go farther and hope. Go farther. Go farther in lightness. Go farther and hope. Go farther. Go farther in lightness. Go. Go farther in
life. LA, we'll see you tomorrow. We'll see you next time. Thank you so much. Your life is short, complex, full of difficulty, tragedy, and unbelievable bullshit, but sometimes it's very good. It's filled with good food, kids, animals, and rock concerts. Life is short, so say yes.
About your brothers, if you go it alone, that I could almost take a whole life to disclose how I feel about them. I can't give you an insightful conclusion. So if time is predicated on abstractions in the void, do not subjugate yourself, capitulating to the noise. If I could reach out to the screen, give you something to believe in, I would. But I'm with you, in a box confused, but it's okay. Don't feel. You'll be part of the new sensation. Do not let your heart go on a ship enslaved to a flame. That childhood is memory, still ascended high in dreams. I'm suspending what I held for free, the substance of my being. I'm a sadist to affirm that this soul, the world carry on and transcend with our scars and confusion. I was furious and dumb, lighting fires through the town, and play the fiddle and forget whatever I was pissing at. I know that most of you relate to some extent. Gotta know how late it sounds, and I'm glad I became more of you. Stay, don't go, cause we're like halfway through the halftime show. Do not let this one end before your birth as the winner.
my sad, sweet, and unfinished friend. And we could go and mark the sky. Lying now, those bougie windows full of dickheads we don't know a thing about. You wanna feel absolved tonight? Well, I've heard what you're saying, it's okay.